Thanks a lot. My name is Drago Roksandić, history, modern history professor at the University of Zagreb, one of those participating in the project from the very beginning, thanks to Professor Charles Ingrao, whom I used to know reading his books on the Habsburg monarchy, appreciating it enormously either in Zagreb or in Budapest at the Central European University, and actually finding him really qualified to initiate such a project on another multi-ethno-confessional world of Southeastern Europe in the situation affecting, obviously, all of us in the region and elsewhere. And that makes actually our project a very important one. It's an international project. The majority of us directly affected by the war are no doubt too much self-concerned with the direct effects of it, situations of it, and so on. On the other side, there is an enormous lack of communication between intellectuals living in different centers of the region. So whenever there is such an ambitious project like Scholars Initiative, including scholars from the United States, different European states, aiming actually at a very demanding level of intellectual communication, actually trying to offer alternatives to some major problems we are facing with, it's really a challenge we have been obliged to accept, and I'm really very satisfied that I am a part of the team. Of course, there is no place for euphoria. There are no final answers, final solutions, and things like that. So, personally, I consider this project to be a very important step, a step which has to be publicly known, with the results published, available everywhere, and so on, in that process of mental, I would say, not only intellectual and political reconciliation in the world, which actually shares that experience. Even the conflicts are shared, tragedies are shared. Recently, there has been a major meeting in Matica Hrvatska in Zagreb on the Croatian history of the 20th century. And my point was, taking part in the discussion at that meeting, that there is no family in Croatia which hasn't experienced a tragedy in the 20th century, from the very beginning until the very end. And it's all the same in Bosnia and Herzegovina, it's all the same in Serbia, among Albanians, and so on. So from that point of view, this is much more than just how to face recent experience. We have actually to be able to face our human experiences of all the century over. And on the other side, we have to be future-oriented. This is the key question of a new political culture, of a new intellectual culture, and so on, because we are not dealing with it because we are obsessed with it. We want to look for solutions for the unresolved problems of the past, but we want to actually be a part of the European Union, to be a part of the international security system, NATO, and so on, and we know that we have to face those problems in the way, I mean, of that recent past, which qualifies us in human terms, in political terms, democratic, of course, in particular, to cope with all of them. This is the context of the project, and actually such a big number of scholars from very different backgrounds, you know, has obviously succeeded to offer some results. I appreciate very much the effort made by Gail Stokes. At least we know each other for almost 30 years. My first book I reviewed as a young assistant was actually his doctoral dissertation, you know. So it is really a pleasure for me that we have been working. Our approaches are probably not the same ones, but it has been an enormous challenge to put this paper together, and I really congratulate him as a younger colleague that he has succeeded doing a little bit. I do not pretend, you know that younger people usually try to avoid it, to express their gratitude to senior ones.
I prefer to make the comparison on the basis of hair.
Okay, in any case, ignoring the circumstances, I really find his report challenging and a very good starting point for the problems we have to deal with. And in a couple of minutes, I would like actually to define some of the major problems. Narratives, they are in the making. Period of war homogenization is over, you know. It's actually a period of putting questions now, whether it might have been different in the past, what have we actually got, missed to get, things like that, what to do about it, and actually there are quite a lot of questions, you know, if the orientation is towards European Union, you know, only acquis communautaire includes quite a lot of problems which are directly related with the evaluation of the recent past, and from that point of view, there is no any of these topics which can be avoided in our public discourse. So from that point of view, this is the right moment for the project. Narratives are in the reconstruction. Just to tell you, some of you are quite familiar with it. In Croatia, there is educational reform taking place, you know. History textbooks are discussed all the time. We have no one history textbook. We have quite a lot of them now. They are competing among themselves. There is a very recent, fresh experience from Eastern Slavonia. I am a member of the expert team authorized by the Ministry for Science and Education to offer two chapters for the recent history for ethnically mixed school in Croatian Podunavia region, you know. And we have introduced authors and experts a new approach, multi-perspective approach. We do not want to say there is only one truth. We want to engage pupils to face their own experiences, either personal or family experiences, and to reinvent problems which actually are the core of the problematic. You know, so it's an attempt to modernize the approaches and actually to open enough space for everybody, you know, to face the problems and actually to realize what major processes have been at the time. I must say that many discussions, it lasts for 2 years now. We have been practically accomplished the manuscript, and hopefully it will meet a positive actual reception. On the other side, just for the first time in Croatia, I'm going to conclude now, one review has been published on intercultural approaches to the Croatian history. There were never so many Croats in Croatia as there are now. It has always been, like any other region in southeastern Europe, ethnically and confessionally very mixed. You know, so in the situation when 90% of the peoples are Croats, how to face the past, which was much more related to different ethno-confessional traditions? So it's again related not only to the experience of the recent the past, but also not only the Second World War and so on, but all the modern period and so on. So just to finish it, a new Bologna University curriculum has been defined. We have introduced at the history department I work at a new subject that is actually European regional context of the Croatian history. It means to put Balkans, to put Central Europe, and to put Mediterranean Europe in appropriate perspectives in order to understand major problems of the Croatian history properly. This is also very important for the crisis itself. I do agree with you. Responsibility for the tragedy is primarily, without now making the list, related to us. But there is, has been always an international context. And this is the last word. So it means actually that such problems cannot be solved out of the international cooperation. And I'm really very pleased that you, as Institute of Peace and National Endowment for Democracy, have supported it. So thanks a lot.